the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now we've got Thomas Gould of Sinn Féin and Seamus McGrath of Fianna Fáil with us to talk about council homes which lie vacant across the country. But before we talk to them, Jude Sherry's been with us a number of times on the programme. Herself and her partner run Inish, and they have shown over recent years extraordinary amount of dereliction in Ireland. Plenty of buildings which could be put to use for housing all over the country. And Jude, can you tell us a little bit about how often you find council houses to be amongst those premises that you think could be used for housing?
Hi Matt, thanks for having me on again today to discuss this very critical but depressing issue. So as you said, we started actually, we're near a 5-year anniversary now to when me and Frank started the Derelict Ireland movement. And we found within that 700 properties within 2 kilometres of Cork City Centre. Now, out of those properties, there were a lot that were state-owned in some capacity, whether it's the HSE, the OPW, but there were a lot of council homes as well within that. And even like if I take a 5-minute walk from my house, I can count about 10 council homes that are empty or boarded up. And some of them I know are empty for over 4 years. And this is like in very close to the city, or within the city centre of Cork City. So these are places that have amenities all around them. They're places where, you know, people should be able to bring families up, but where there is a demand for housing because the rents are insane at the moment.
Well, indeed, a lot of time private landlords get blamed for not making properties available when there's a need for them, and that is a genuine issue that needs to be addressed. But how shocking is it that when you see all sorts of agencies of the state failing to make these pieces of accommodation available?
That's it. The state should be showing leadership in what's possible, like how quickly it can, should, the council should be showing how quickly it is possible to bring houses back into use. And I think the amount of time it takes them to relet properties shows a multiple of issues, whether it's the department holding back, restricting funds that maybe Thomas Gould will talk about, but also the lack of maintenance and the lack of care for council homes. We often hear about people who are in council homes living in horrendous conditions with damp and mould. So when, like, if people like that do leave their property, leave those homes to find somewhere better to live, it's no wonder it takes a long time to do them up or a lot of money. But if you look at the overall like spend of the council, was information came out there from Owner Breen doing an FOI that it costs about 180 grand to keep a family in emergency accommodation, where in Cork it costs about 26,000 to renovate an existing, one of their existing homes. So value for money is, you know, it's way more beneficial for everyone, the person getting the home, but for the rest of us in society and taxpayers, that it costs less to do up an existing home than it does to keep a family in emergency. Or even in Cork City Council, they paid over 500,000 on the metal hoardings alone just to keep the properties empty. So the inefficiency, it makes no sense. It's also like kids who are living in emergency accommodation have to walk past boarded up council homes knowing that they, for years, knowing that, you know, they don't have a home themselves where the state is holding. It's really not sending a good message to people that the state themselves aren't able to take care of their own properties.
Okay, Thomas Gould of Sinn Féin, you also got an FOI response in relation to the number of council houses around the country that are currently vacant. How many are there?
There are nearly 3,000. Now, there's a few councils who haven't come back to us, and what we did is we wrote to every local authority looking for a freedom of information. And what that revealed is that there are 2,700-ish so far, and until we get the rest back, that'll be closer to 3,000 homes. But one of the stark figures were that 750 of them, more than 750, are vacant over a year. So, like, at a time when we're in the worst housing crisis in the history of the state, that when we have families in homeless accommodation, that we have council houses that are owned by the state boarded up. And just one figure there, there are over 2,000 families in emergency accommodation right now. And we have over 2,000 houses that are empty right now. Like, you don't have to be a rocket science. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to know, let's put the money in, let's get the houses fitted out. And we also have a situation when people move out or people pass on or people give the keys back to the council, why not move a family straight in? Why are we boarding up houses because of bureaucracy, red tape, the government insisting on this? What we need to do is give local authorities the power and the funding to get the houses open straight away.
Is it an issue of having the power and the funding, or is there an element of laziness on the part of the councils?
No, can I say this now? Every council has the same problem. The issue here is the Department of Finance, or Department of Housing, only allocates €11,000 to repair a house. On average, it costs €28,000 to repair a house. So if you're a local authority with limited funds, you're going to repair the houses that are easiest to fix. And what they do then is they leave the houses that are worse to rot for years. And if you're living next to one of these houses, the antisocial behaviour, the dirt, the filth, the mice, all of that, like, it's a shocking environment for communities. And at the same time, those communities are crying out for housing for their children, for their grandkids, and they're looking at them every day empty.
Seamus McGrath of Fianna Fáil. So we've heard there from Thomas Gould that on average there's 11,000 available for the refurbishment of houses once they become vacant to be turned over, but the actual requirement is 28,000. Surely the government should authorise the remaining 17,000 to be handed over to get all of these houses back into use as quickly as possible. Why doesn't that happen?
Yeah, excuse me. Good evening, Matt, and thanks for having me on. Look, the government is absolutely determined to try and reduce down the period of time that houses are lying vacant, and the average time across the country is about 33 weeks. That has improved over and above last year, for example. But a lot more needs to be done, and we accept that. There has been record funding put into this. Over the last 10 years, $360 million has been made available to local authorities to bring back into use over 25,000 properties. So that's an average of 2,500 properties per year. But again, we do accept more needs to be done. There's nothing more frustrating for people out there who are maybe at the risk of homelessness to see houses boarded up and lying vacant. So what the government is doing is engaging actively with the local authorities. And it does have to be pointed out, Matt, and to be fair, Thomas will lay the blame fully and squarely at the government's feet, but local authorities differ and vary quite a lot across the country. For example, you have the likes of Laois and Monaghan, who are able to turn around properties within a 13 to 14 week period, whereas other local authorities like Kerry and Limerick, for example, take over 60 weeks. So we have to look at that variance in local authorities and see how we can apply best practice across the country to reduce the time that properties are lying vacant. But we had the chief executives of the local authorities before the housing committee recently, and they pointed out that the average vacancy rate across the country is somewhere between 2 and 3% in terms of the overall stock. We want to try and reduce that, but they did also point out that sometimes there are good reasons why it takes time. For example, when a house becomes vacant, they take the opportunity to carry out deep retrofit, for example, carry out energy efficiency works. So a lot of the delays are because works are taking place and they take the opportunity when a house has been vacant. But the government wants to change that model. We want to move to a more planned maintenance model, for example. So only absolutely essential work is carried out when a house is vacant. We get the house occupied again, get a family back into that house, and other items, other works can be done over a period of time. So you prioritise what absolutely has to be done, and that's something that the government is engaging with the local authorities to try and move to that model so that we condense down the time significantly over and above what it is at present.
Thomas Gould, do you want to disagree with that?
Yeah, no disrespect to Seamus Lowe. I've been on about this since 2009. I raised this with the previous Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien of Fianna Fáil. We have a new Fianna Fáil Housing Minister. They're not at the races. They don't get it. They don't live in these communities. Why would a house be boarded up for 4 years? I tell you why. Because the government aren't giving the money to the local authority to repair it. It's as simple as that. And Seamus is on here saying they have more to do. We're listening to that since 2009. Like, if you're a family that's crying out for a house, if you're someone in emergency accommodation, they don't care about you. They're doing their best. Like, there's either two things happening here. Either Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael are completely incompetent, or they don't want to solve the housing crisis. Because I'm telling you here now, Matt, if we provide the money to the local authorities, we can turn these houses around. On Tuesday,
I'll leave you a chance to come back in, Seamus, one second.
On Tuesday, I'm bringing a bill to the Dáil on this about vacancies, about turning properties around. We want to set a 12-week timescale to turn properties around. We also don't want properties boarded up if we can avoid it. I'm asking Seamus now, will you support me on Tuesday trying to deliver that? And Seamus also talked about maintenance and planned maintenance, right? At the current levels, because I asked the Minister for Housing recently in the Dáil 2 weeks ago, there are only 5,000 assessments done in houses. It'll take, is it 150 years to complete the assessment? I can't think of the exact figure, but we've all...
Okay, well, let's give Seamus a chance to respond to that, and then I'll bring Jude back in to finish.
You know, in fairness, what Thomas is ignoring there is the differences in terms of the turnaround times across the country in different local authorities. You know, he's trying to give the impression here that the government micromanages this situation. Of course we don't. Local authorities have a management in place to manage situations like this. And some are doing well, others are not doing so well. And what the department has to do is try to ensure that there is a best practice approach to this so that we can reduce the time frame. And look, we have to put this in perspective. Significant funding is being provided to local authorities across the country to turn around vacant properties. And as I say, the average turnaround time, they will always be outliers, but the average turnaround time is approximately 33 weeks. We want to reduce that. That is too high as far as we're concerned. But progress has been made. That is lower than what it was last year and the year before, for example. So we are moving in the right direction. We're all acutely aware of the housing crisis we're in, the homelessness crisis we're in. We want to turn around properties as quickly as possible. But Matt, it does have to be acknowledged, there will always be a vacancy rate. You know, when properties become vacant, there will always be a period of time where...
I don't think anyone's disputing that, in fairness, Seamus. I want to bring Jude Sherry back in to finish, because is it realistic to think that a house can be turned around within 12 weeks in any part of the country? And is €28,000 enough to do the job properly?
I think, good question, Matt. I think if it takes longer than 12 weeks to turn a house around, then there's something wrong with the stock of council houses, if they're in that bad a state. And that should be possible to do with most probably houses that are left. We've heard of loads of stories of people who leave houses in very good conditions, but then the council goes in and rips every single thing out.
Why would they do that? That should be unacceptable.
There could be a variety. We've heard a lot of rumours of why, and I'm not too sure exactly why. It might be different reasons. Maybe after the crash, it would help to give small builders more jobs. Maybe there's liability issues as well around it. But maybe there's just no individual assessment done on each house to see whether they're in good condition. But definitely a house should be able to be turned around in 12 weeks. And in terms of funding, I think it's very interesting to hear to say that the government want to do something around this. But when it actually comes to giving councils their own revenue streams through, like, collecting the dereliction tax, there was a bill up 2 weeks ago in the Senate that the government senators actually just voted against it, which would see revenue collect that dereliction tax instead of leaving the onus on to councils who are owed millions at this stage. And through this tax, they could raise hundreds of millions for all councils across Ireland, that then they can decide where to invest those back into their own vacant properties, and into building new social homes as well, and to renovating and retrofitting all their existing stock instead of having to go to department every single time for every single individual house, which is extremely inefficient.
Okay, Thomas.
Yes, there's two protests organised, one for June the 17th at 6 p.m. outside Leinster House, that's being under the Raise the Roof banner. It's being supported by nearly all the opposition parties, the unions, a lot of the charities, a lot of the community groups, and in Cork on the 21st of June at 2 o'clock at the Grand Parade, we're having a Munster protest. So okay, I would encourage everyone to come along.
Very briefly, Seamus, where do you want to respond to that?
Look, what I'm saying is it's solutions we need, and the opposition also need to step up to the plate in terms
of... Seamus, I hope you support me Tuesday night. I'm bringing forward a solution.
With all due respect to Sinn Féin, they will talk all day about the problems. When you ask them about the solutions, it all gets a bit fuzzy.
Seamus, I'll have a deal on Tuesday night. Will you support it?
They're great.
Will you support me Tuesday night?
All right, lads. That's it. Thank you very much, Seamus McGrath, Thomas Gould, and also Jude Sherry for being with us.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.